Okay, good morning everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Channel Drop-In. I'm Glenn Robertson from Pure Channels, and today it is with great delight that I'm joined by Andy Grant of Mitel. Now, had we have done this just a couple of days ago, I would have been introducing Andy in a slightly different way. But as it is this morning, I'm delighted to be able to introduce Andy as Group Director of Marketing International at Mitel, following some recent good news that Andy's taken. And it's going to be a great chat this morning, because I think it's the first one that we've had on the drop-in where we've had somebody so senior from vendor side, and not just any vendor, but a vendor that clearly is able to speak with some authority about the situation that we're going through at the moment and the whole change. I'm going to try to refrain from saying new normal, because I'm not really a fan of that saying. But there's significant change that's been happening, definitely happening in the channel, and an organization like Mitel are clearly at the front of that. And Andy this morning is going to deliver us some gold as ever on the drop-in. So Andy, if you wouldn't mind, please, 20 or 30 seconds of just introducing who you are and what you do.
Thanks, Ben. Yeah, it's good to be here. As you say, I've just taken the role of Group Director of International Marketing at Mitel. So previously was Director of International Channel Marketing. So now taking over the whole team, which is great. Working with Dave Silk, who's taken on the CMO role in the last couple of months as well. Yeah, it's been a really interesting time. I've worked with channel partners for the last 20 years in B2B marketing, and really now it's been the time where partners are really asking vendors for help, support, guidance, and also a lot of content. So it's been a great time. You've got a lot of friends in the channel. It's we try and help every partner out for different aspects of their whatever they're going through. So yeah, it brings people together. We're having really, really intimate conversations about how we can help each in every business. And as a vendor, we're seeing a lot of partners come back to us and ask us for assistance in how to market. And I guess that's part of the conversation we're having today, Glenn, isn't it?
I think it really is, and it's probably a great setup to the conversation, because there's a couple of things in there that very, very dear to the heart of Pure Channels at the moment. And you see the sort of work that we do around partner experience, MDF, BDF. Excuse me. But so let's dive in. Yes, this is another edition of the channel dropping. You know the rules. It's unedited. It's uncensored. You are here to drop some gold on the channel that will be delivered out through YouTube and various other social media outlets. And so let's dive in. So Andy, the question, I guess, first off is, you're Mitel, clearly a global organization, and probably one that is being able to respond to the global pandemic that we're in. What is it that you have been doing, and what is it that you have been seeing that has been a great response to the coronavirus situation?
So, as a global team, we work together to help our partners to communicate and help their customers. There's lots of great stories on mitel.com. There's a lot of great PR from just different acts that people have undertaken for their communities, for their partners, for their customers, across various industries and various verticals. As a marketing group, we were on the front foot straight away, trying to ensure that we could provide what we call remote working, because it's home office. Remote working has become everyone's workplace. So trying to ensure that we delivered materials that would help our partners communicate with their existing customers, their end users, to either extend their business communication solution, enhance, or just clarify what they had on offer. Obviously, lots of IT directors, CIOs, had a lot of quick decisions to make on infrastructure, on connection, And by selecting enterprise grade, secure collaboration and video conferencing solutions, our partners and our customers have a great solution that will hold them in good stead for the future that comes. I mean, there's a lot of questions around those that were in office-based roles. Now they're set up at home. Now some other organizations are providing more funding for them to get nice chairs. You know, I have a desktop phone here because this is my office. So why wouldn't you want the same experience you have in your own office environment at home? And I'm not going to use the, it's normal to me. This is the way I work. But the great thing is working with you guys, we turned around a remote working campaign package for our partners in 7 days. And that's a shameless plug for you guys, but we worked pretty hard together to get that done. And then we translated it into French and German, and it's been used extensively across our US partners as well, because I keep in check with my US teammates. And
oh, great.
It just hit the mark, and it's actually, and again, it's not gold star for Pure Channels and the team, but it sets the standard for what I want to deliver on a ongoing basis to our partners across the world. I'm just international, but we're working across the global teams.
Yeah, okay.
It's a simple set of the same materials for every campaign that goes out, whether it be emails that are content as a guide. We need to provide a guide to our partners of content, infographics, landing pages, social posts, social images, and anything else, form fills, anything like that, that we can help. They can top and tail it with their own call to action, their own contact, their own brand. I've always been partner first, supported by the vendor. So it's important to provide that, because if we build up a repository of lots of different campaigns that the partner knows that the same type of content is available in each pack, then they are more likely to just go, yeah, I remember myself, I can get that infographic, I can get those social posts, and I can get a campaign up and running today. And it's in French, it's in German, it's in English. So it's I want it to be off the shelf, ready to go, and working with you guys, that's what happens. And that's what the US partners are really engaging in as well. And every region is different, whether an infographic works, whether something more interactive might work, but even, we're providing digital assets. And that's the direction that we really want to take, is to cut down any barriers and to ensure that our partners have access to the content, digital content, that they can then take and use, and make sure that there's a call to action that goes back to them and their business, supported by us as Mitel with our global brand, our global message, and also the solutions that they sell as partners with us. Mm-hmm. Now, you've got to ensure that you can provide the right information to the partners at the right time, without any barriers. And I've used that a couple of times. And it's really important. For instance, we worked using the remote working campaign. We've identified focus partners in Germany, 15, and focus partners in France, 15, for ease of numbers. And working with you guys, we branded each individual remote working campaign for that partner in French, in German, and they can take all the assets and just kick off the campaign. So for me, I've taken down the barrier of saying, oh, you need Adobe Acrobat, or you need this and that, and you need to put your logo in, and it needs to be right quality, high res, and then you need to move it into your... We're taking all that away. We're making sure that they can run with the campaign materials for their business as agreed, working together, so everyone is bespoke, to ensure that they can take that to market quickly. And that is the
thing. Great. Sorry to cut you off there, because the end part there is the most important. That is the future, right? And I happen to believe with you, to believe you there, because it's, and agree with you, because this, we're doing some work at the moment elsewhere. We're doing some work together. We're doing some work elsewhere, and some of the writings and the casting that I do around putting the partner first and having a general acceptance now and an appreciation and understanding of the needs of the partner business, where you kind of you've got to take a step back, and it can't be this kind of, if you like, old fashioned, somewhat traditional legacy almost model of top down dictation from the vendor, and the results are going to be ultimately increased or more successful or better for the whole partner experience if we start to understand the workings of the partner organization and give them a little bit more of what they want rather than dictate them a little bit more about what you want.
Exactly. And it comes down to the word. And I've for 20 years, it's partnership. We are in partnership. We are working together. You're representing our solutions and our products to your customers, but we are providing, you know, training, information, leading business communication solutions and collaboration solutions to you in order to sell to your clients that need that and want that nowadays. But also, from a social perspective, we've got Mitel Chats, where partners are getting involved with senior leaders from the business to have a conversation on Twitter, and then they're involved in the content team write up the synopsis or the summary of those conversations and mention the partner who's been active. And we've had some really great interaction from partners who see that as a real benefit for their association with us as a brand. But it gets their brand out as well, but also they are conversing with our senior leaders as well. And their brand gets known within our business. Not that it wasn't already, but it just enhances it. So our partners are seeing, you know, the Twitter chats or any other interactive webinars and anything like that. We ask partners to contribute. We are working with their customers after all. It's great. It's just great for partnership. The one thing I will say, Glenn, kind of going back to your first question, is what have I noticed most? And I would say I have noticed more in the last, was it 3 months? Yeah, it's March to June. Yeah. It's more partners are taking vendor content, i.e. Mitel content, as is, than I've ever seen before.
Okay, right, yeah.
That's an interesting statement in itself. What do you mean, Andy? In times gone by, you would provide content and the partners would chop and change and say, I'll take this, I'll take that. Partners are taking everything. And it's brilliant because we know what we are providing hits the mark. Yep. And if we know what we're providing hits the mark, then we'll do it over and over again. As I said, you provide the same level of or type of information, same communication assets and content on an ongoing basis, your partners will then know what they're getting. And if you know,
this is about consistency, right?
Consistent approach to digital marketing with your partner, putting their customer first. It's simple. And, you know, it's not new. It's just put it into play. Make sure that all the barriers are down for when you want to market with your partners to their end users and to new prospects to make it easier for them to use your materials. It adds to the consistency of message. It enhances the message to the end user to ensure that they are taking what we say, not that it's gospel, but it's the guidance that we're giving them from a corporate level that helps them articulate the message to the end user. And it enhances and illuminates the benefits of those solutions for the customers at this time. The partner adds their own special ingredients and their own special level of personalized service and customer service. But essentially, we are living the dream in the ultimate message to market that is consistent and not adjusted.
It really does. And what this also sounds like is largely that what we're doing now is there's this understanding of partners working with Mitel rather than for Mitel, or dare I say with vendor rather than for vendor, because we know, don't we, that there's this theory, and we see it quite a lot, and we see it everywhere. It's published, it's advertised, it's all over the place saying, oh, we're a true partnership, we love the relationship we have with our partners, we're truly working with them. But dare we say, the reality is that's not always the case, right? And there's still this mentality that exists around partners' expectations on partners to simply go out and do their selling for them, or to simply go out and do their marketing for them. You know, it sounds like what you're saying is this is much more of a with scenario than a for scenario, where you're respecting and you're understanding the true relationship and what partnership means, about taking an overall potentially hybrid message of yours plus a little bit of the partner wraparound, and allowing and enabling them to take that to market rather than just to do your work for you.
Partners have the ultimate choice. They have numerous vendors they work with because their customers demand that they have a choice. So we have the partner program, and we have certification levels, and we have platinum, gold, silver, authorized, and we focus on the partners that focus on us. But whichever level you are, you still need the freedom to express your own business message to your customers and prospects. And by taking whatever the vendor has available and ensuring that that is in your tone of voice and message is correct, it is the best thing to do. But also, it's their business after all. We are there to support. And everyone, not just in the recent couple of months, but for my time here at Mitel, it is about the partner. We are a partner organization. It seems like a long time ago, but we had our Mitel Next in Amsterdam the last week of February, when we used to go to live events. We bought the hotel out for the week, and it was just...
Back in the day.
Yeah, it was amazing. We all sat in the restaurant together and had beer and all sorts of things. And it was just... You look back on it and go, that is what the channel's about. Yeah. People have fun enjoying each other, working with... vendor across so many different countries, so many regions, so many languages, so many cultures, but we were there to celebrate each other's success, and that's what it's about. We provide communications, content, and the ability to send messages to end users about their options on business communication and collaboration. And then it's for the partner to decide what they want to get into market. And that's what I'm saying. It makes me so happy that they are really taking verbatim most of the time what we're producing at the moment, because it hits the mark. And that's a pat on everyone's back in the marketing organization within Mitel, that we listen, we're experienced, and we work with guys like yourself and your team.
You're understanding what makes the partners tick. You're helping them to ultimately make them that choice, and it's working, right? It's working, and you're not simply telling them what to do and how to do it. You're helping them to do it in as good a way as possible.
Yeah, it's a bit of a repetition, but it's about choice. You've got to listen to partners, and we have to provide the materials that they are going to use. Asking partners to go onto a website and download a zip file, and then this, that, and the other with files, it's just creating barriers, and it's just too much hassle. So now my philosophy is break down those barriers, provide the information that we know they're using. They like the social posts, they like imagery, they like sharing a lot of what the corporate brand team are publishing on our social sites, because they're either taking it and putting their own spin on it or sharing it. And we are using them a lot in webinars and various other communication platforms. To help them get their message out as well, So it's really, it is about providing the right information in the right format to the right audience, in order for them to take it to their audience. It's a collective. It's us communicating with our RVPs and sales teams across the region to say this is available for your partners. And then it's for the marketing team to work with the channel account managers and various other people and our partners and product teams to get that message out. And you know, it's a complex region. The international is, you know, there's lots of different countries, lots of different regions. There's a couple of different platforms, and it's really important that we get the right message out.
Yeah,
I feel like a broken record, but you can tell.
No,
about it, yeah.
But that's the thing. It's great to talk to somebody that a, you know, shares the passion and passion for partners and successful partnerships. At the same time as clearly putting in a model and establishing what is a, you know, essentially and sounds like a global blueprint for doing it properly, right? You know, is essentially what it sounds like, and it's great to hear. And I know that there's going to be lots of people out there, you know, watching this and listening that are hopefully are going to kind of sit back and listen and kind of go, oh, actually, yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense, because it really does. You know, for us, the future absolutely is about what I'm calling partner power. You know, the emergence of partner power and how understanding and appreciating the needs of the partner first, ahead of the wants of the vendor organization, you know, from my point of view and from Pure Channel's point of view, absolutely is the future. But on that note, and just to finish off, Andy, let's go with two things. What does the future look like from a remote work and work from home point of view? And obviously, again, you know, I don't mind a shameless plug for the communications organization that you are, but also, what does the future of partner communication and partner marketing look like?
A couple of things. So I touched on it a bit earlier. People have been set up in their home office, and some people really like it and will want to maintain that, which is fantastic, and some people want to go back to the office. Those that don't want to work on their kitchen table or anything anymore, want to have a more permanent location, will want the same communication endpoints that they have in their office at home. So some businesses will look at handsets. You know, it sounds like a going back in time, but it's not, you know. The quality, the feel of having a handset and having a phone is just brilliant. So obviously I say that because I work in the industry, but say that anyway, because it's just, it makes the office experience nice chair. So, and also from a health and safety point of view, people will need to make sure that they have the right office environment in order for them to maintain a healthy working environment and, you know, work-life balance. From a partner communication point of view, we need to do more podcast. We need to do less kind of webinars and newsletters that are one-dimensional, and more podcasts, more interactive, more downloadable and available, bite-sized, like this, you know, conversation. So I really want to get into that. We've got some very smart people within the organization that do a lot of podcasting and stuff that we just need to do more with our partners. That's the focus I would have.
Brilliant. So a big push then on, you know, barriers being lowered or broken away completely, more digital, more social, more enablement and understanding of partner needs.
Yes. That's it summed up. It's enhancing the partner experience with the vendor through digital first content and communications.
Is a brilliant way to finish off. And by the looks of that little nod, looks like we're just
I'm just literally calling into a family requirement.
Exactly.
Homeschooling.
Fabulous, Andy. I mean that's been just brilliant. What a lovely way to finish off the week. Thanks ever so much for taking the time to drop in on us this morning. We'll get this sorted. Again, we won't edit, won't censor, none of that. It'll just be turned around and put live for the viewers very, very soon. Thanks again. Happy Friday. This has been Andy Grant, Group Director, Marketing International from Mitel, and myself, Glenn Robertson, on the channel drop-in. Thanks very much. See you again soon.